Ghosts are everywhere.
I got my setup and I gotta move it around and hi.
Hi.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen and etc.
And all the friends listening to us.
It's and all the enemies listening to us.
And all of the lovers listening to us. And all of the ghosts listening to us, maybe?
I hope that we have ghosts listening to us.
We can't. I think that would be really certain. Nice. We don't know.
If there are any ghost listeners, please let us know.
Yeah, can you send us, you know, a DM on Instagram? We'd really love to hear from
you. Send us a sign. I don't know if ghosts use Instagram, but they might have their own, like, social media platform.
Oh, my God. Do you think they do? That would be so wonderful.
A spooky social media platform?
Yeah.
Just for ghosts?
Just for ghosts.
I would hope so.
I really think that's a great idea. Or maybe not.
I don't know if I would want to be, like, held back by social media, even in death.
Do you think ghosts can use the internet, like, on their own?
Like, can they Google things?
Yeah.
Or like, do they have to...
Well, like, do they need to Google things? Like, do ghosts only have the knowledge that they had before? Or do they have, like, are they all-knowing once they are dead?
Like, I don't know. Or do they, like, lose knowledge? Because some of them, yeah. You hear about ghosts that, like, wander around because they, like, don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they, like, can't, they don't know things and they have to, like, figure it out.
And
or do they know everything from before and then do they know even more? You know, these are the questions. Again, this is assuming that ghosts are people who once lived, probably, right?
Or do they have access to the internet, or because they're like non-corporeal, can they not like type?
Yeah.
Do they have to like find a book and read?
Oh, but they can't flip the page, so they have to just, you know.
No.
Oh.
Or can they, like, access the internet, like, go into the internet? Like,
can they become the internet? So there's, I have two thoughts on this that are from, obviously, like, TV. And so one of them is on the TV show Ghosts, the American version, there's one of the ghosts in the house that he can, like, move stuff. So they figure out that the internet is a thing, and then he, like, takes him a long time to, like, type things out. Like, he, like, has to move one key at a time. It takes a lot of energy. It's really funny. So there's that. That could, then they could use the internet. And then the second is from Casper Meets Wendy, the movie. And when the uncles, they go through the TV cable, they like use the TV cable to like travel into someone's TV, basically.
Okay.
I wonder if you could do that with the internet, you know?
I was thinking of the film Pulse, which is like the scariest movie that I've ever seen, which I've talked about on this podcast before. And the ghosts in that film move through the internet, but it's like from like 1999 or something. Like, so it's scary. Like dial up. So I don't know if it works the same as it does in that universe where the ghosts like use the internet to like move through and like communicate with people. I don't know.
Wow.
We just don't know.
We don't know. Also, in case you were wondering, I'm Carly.
Oh, I'm Cecilia.
And we just did a cold open for our podcast called Ghosts Are Everywhere.
And it was actually very ghost related.
It's surprising. It never is if we do it.
We actually talked about ghosts.
We actually talked about ghosts right at the top of the show. Who are we?
Wow.
Turning into professionals. What?
Well, we were talking about before that we had a ghost sighting this weekend.
That's true. That's kind of how we got onto it. but we did have a ghost sighting kind of this weekend. We went to a very special birthday party for a trio of our friends.
The event of the year,
event
always.
Event of the year, as always. Two previous guests of this podcast, actually.
Yeah.
Or no, one previous guest of this podcast.
Just one. That was involved in the trio.
That was involved in the trio. We saw two previous guests for podcasts.
At least.
Well, yeah. But one of whom is of this aforementioned birthday trio, the triplets, if you will. Yeah, we went to see our friends, Steven and Joss and Allie, and to celebrate their birthday. And we saw lots of people. We did lots of things. I'm making it sound like it was very boring, but it was very exciting.
We had we had a lot of spirits, which was spooky.
So many spirits we were.
Very drunk, and there's this this photo that was taken. Both shows that,
yeah,
and yes. There's orbs.
There are orbs all there up orbs in this photograph. Some days. Big orbs.
Orbs yeah, for our days.
Friend, our friend Lucas took it, and he turned it around to us and said, "There are ghosts," and mm-hmm. we all had a laugh and a confusion.
And I have no recollection of this. As you can see in the photo, because I was so drunk.
Oh, I remember it fully, and I fully thought we looked amazing in that photo, and not to say that we don't, because we always look good, but we look very, you could tell it's the, like,
I look
mid
fucked,
to end like, of the party. Like, we look like we're at a party.
It was,
our eyes are closed. Like, uh-huh. They are not open to see the world.
No.
If there were ghosts, we wouldn't have seen them. But no, we saw them in the photo.
If there were ghosts, we would have totally missed them, or I would have just like forgotten. I think perhaps. I didn't realize that we had drank so much, but then the next day, I was the most hungover I've been in a while. So
Allie sent me a message today and said, after we all got drinks, they ran out of mojitos. Like, we cleared them out of mojitos.
We had all the mojitos, I think. We drank really them out of mojitos.
We drank them out of mojitos. We had, like, they had these drinks that you could get, like, a liter of mojitos. It was, like, a big mason jar. And so, like, a couple people got them, and then we were like, oh, let's all get them. And then just so many people got them.
So much mojito.
We cleared out the entire bar of their, like, all their mojito options. Like, nobody else could have mojitos anymore after us. Can we ruin mojitos for everyone? Because we can't have
all
nice
of
things.
The mojitos. We drank all of the mojitos in Ottawa. And,
that's right. Ottawa was mojito-less for the rest of the night.
And we had a great time.
We had a really good time.
Butts off. And then I had to drive back to Hamilton the next day and also work.
Yeah. It was a challenge to be human, that's
work,
for sure.
Work was bad.
Yeah, and your work is on your feet, too. Like, it's ew.
Mm-hmm. At the top to people, I just kept, like, going up to a couple of my coworkers and being like,
Because you were just dying.
Just crying to them. Yeah. Just being like, I am suffering.
Because, to be fair, awful. I worked, too, but my work was me at home on my computer being like, okay.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Sending like emails and like organizing my life because I was away for 2 days, and that I didn't budget for because we decided last minute we were gonna go. The other funny part is our friends didn't believe we were actually gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said we were going, and then when we showed up, everyone went, "Oh my god, you're actually here!" We said, "Yeah, we said we would," which I thought was really funny.
We're like spooky ghosts. You don't see us for months, and then we just show up out of the blue.
That's right. Show up invited, mostly, and then everyone's like, "What? What a party!" I also think it was really, I think it's really sweet that they didn't want to get their hopes up that we wouldn't come. I love our friends. So that's all.
That's the other thing. I got to work the next day and was like, I was like saying that I was hungover. Like, oh yeah, like what were you up to? And I was like, I was in Ottawa. And everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like what do you mean you were in Ottawa? You're like, yeah.
They're like, you were at work like 3 days ago. What do you mean?
You're like, yeah. And then I was in Ottawa, like, and now I am back.
Like, yes. And now I'm here. And it's great. I'm having a great time.
So good. I think it's
I'm finally
so
recovered.
Funny. Good. Me too, as far as I can tell. as far as I know, as far as I am concerned, I am.
I said, I was telling everybody I was never going to drink again, but then I went to a concert last night.
Did you drink again?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I drank again. I didn't drink that much, but...
Tell us about the concert. It looked fine.
I went with a pal of the pod, brother of me, Luke, and our friend Maggie, and we went to see Charlie XCX.
So good.
At Massey Hall. And it was so fucking good. And really we had a great time. And it's the first concert I've been to since, since, yeah, you know, the whole situation. And it was really fucking fun, and we had a blast. And that's some great outfit changes that we were, like, just dying over. And she's just super fun and cool. And then after, we were trying to find a bathroom in downtown Toronto, walking down Yonge Street.
Oh.
And you can't, like, find a bathroom. So we went to Boston Pizza, and we got fish bowls.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Yes, because we needed to find a bathroom. So we ended up drinking so much more.
And you, right after you had said, never again I will ever drink. And then,
yeah, exactly. I was like, I will never
drink even
again.
2 days later, you're drinking fish bowls. So funny.
Because I had, like, we went for ramen and I had a beer while we were at ramen. And then I didn't get a beer at the concert, but one of our beers got, like, spilled. So one of the people that worked there, like, gave us another one.
Oh, that's so nice.
So I had the, like, half of a spilled beer.
That's funny.
And then I had a fish bowl, which was great,
delicious, refreshing.
Amazing. We love just a bowl of alcohol from Boston Pizza.
I am obsessed with that idea. I think fish bowls are the best thing that we've ever invented as humans. Like, they're very funny.
As humans, Boston Pizza fish bowls. We were, like, sitting in Boston Pizza. They were, like, closing. And we were just like, oh, my God, is this, like, our new thing? Is this where we're going to hang out from now on?
Are we going to do fish bowls at Boston Pizza? Is that our life now?
Yeah, we showed up, like, 10 minutes before close, and we're like, literally, we're just going to get these, and we're going to drink them, and we're going to leave. And the server was like, no, don't worry about it. Like, he was this cute little guy. He was so nice. He's, like, telling us which ones were good and, like, what we should get.
What a cutie.
He's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Just sit and enjoy your drinks. And we're like, oh. Shout out to our server at the Young and whatever Boston Pizza. Whatever that one, you have to walk up so many goddamn stairs to get to.
Oh, the really high
There's like
up
an elevator
one?
Up to the Boston Pizza.
Oh, yes. I know the
it's
one.
It's like Young
we all know the one.
College or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's on Yonge Street. Yeah, that was an adventure that we
went
on.
That's really, really funny. That's really good. I love that for you.
We've just been partying our lives away lately, I suppose. Yeah.
We're doing our best. Hey, as much as we've been partying, I've also been working my butt off the past couple of days. Not my butt off. It's been really, really fun. But it's just other work than I'm doing already. I was a reader at some auditions this week, which is always fun. But I've never done it on Zoom before. And so that was a really exciting experience. And it really was. Like, I love being a reader. I think it's such a fun thing. Like, it's you get to watch everyone else's auditions. You don't get to be nervous because it's not your audition.
You get to judge everybody else.
Well, sometimes they ask your opinion and you're like, sure. Oh my gosh, so cool. Like, this Zoom process was very last minute. It was supposed to be in person, but, you know, the world that we live in with the COVID and things, it's I ended up being on Zoom. And so it was literally just me and the director in the room, and I was like, this is so wild.
Yeah, that's so awkward.
it was awesome. The director was so sweet.
That's good. I feel like that could be so weird.
It could have been so weird, absolutely, if it was really weird. But it was really fun and awesome. And not to say that a process with more people isn't fun and awesome, but I'd never been part of such a small process that was, like, outside of my own process. Like, you know, like, if I'm part of a process that's small, it's because it's indie theater and it's just me, you know, and Powell the Pod, Patrick Teen. Like, it was really fun to be in an audition room and it was just a director and me and then whoever was coming in to audition, and it was really cool. I thought, I just, like, sometimes do you ever look at your life and go, what? Because that's what I've been doing this week.
I've been doing all kinds of nonsense.
But, like, so many right now I'm on so many different projects and doing so many different things. I just, like, looked at my life and I was like, what? In, like, a grateful, confusing way. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, what?
You be doing things.
Like, if I had to explain just, like, my past week, like, we jaunted to Ottawa and all the different, like, work and things and people. Like, my past self would be like, huh? Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You're still doing that podcast with Cecilia? That's what she would say. I'd be like, yeah, girl, get with it.
Get with it, of course. Funny. We're never stopping.
Never stopping. Never stop. Never stopping.
Never stopping.
And we just, like, it's so, oh my gosh. Wow. Wow. Life, man, is good.
Life.
Because ghosts are everywhere.
Man. Because ghosts truly are everywhere.
Yeah.
And because we have so much shit going on, yeah. we're doing another kind of off the cuff situation.
Oh, baby, are we ever. If you listened last week, we promised you a one-of-a-kind, never-been-done-before. Put it in a blender. What else? What's the rest of that Gaga quote? It's very
put it
long.
In a blender.
She. It's a very long quote, and she's like, at one
Who
point it gets
about?
Really weird. The Lady Gaga quote that's like one of a kind, never been done before.
Oh, I don't know. I just know the one about like if there's 100 people in a room, and 99 of them
it only takes one.
They're like, bitch, you're Lady Gaga. What are you talking about? I still have to watch House of Gucci.
Me too. Apparently it's abysmal and I really wanted to.
I can't wait.
Here it is. Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular, never the same, totally unique, completely not ever been done before, unafraid to reference or not reference, put it in a blender, shit on it, vomit on it, eat it, give birth to it. It's a Cecilia special, everybody. That's what I was trying to say. That's what I'm trying to get
at. That's Lady Gaga said that too. Lady Gaga was actually talking about me.
Put it in a blender. The put it in a blender part always makes me confused.
Put it in a blender. Yeah. That's Lady Gaga was talking about
she
me.
She was talking. She knew this was happening.
When she said that. When she was talking nonsense.
yeah. It's a choose your own, but Cecilia solo. Because I did mine last week and Cecilia owes us a story. So
I owe you a story, and good news, I have a computer again. I have a whole setup. I'm not
baby.
On Zoom. I'm not talking into my AirPods.
We're taking it to the streets, getting our shit together, taking it to the streets.
I literally went to the Apple store today and
she's
was like,
to the streets.
She give me a goddamn computer. And then I went to Old Navy, and guess what, kids? I love the Old Navy kids section.
Oh my god, don't tell the kids. They're going to start stealing all your clothes.
Guess what, kids? Don't steal it. Well, they're going to start stealing my clothes. Leave all of
your
the
style.
Like, yeah, don't go to the Old Navy kids section, actually. It's only for me.
It's only for Cecilia. It's exclusive now. Exclusive section.
It's only for me. Unless you're, like, an actual child and you fit into, like, the small sizes.
Yeah, Cecilia's not, you know, wearing any, like, 6 to 12-month onesies. We can wear all those.
I'm not that small.
She's not going to try that hard, everybody. Come on. Come on. Yeah.
I am a regular-sized human being.
She's actually baby-sized.
I'm not a baby. Carly, I'm not a baby.
I don't believe you, so.
Plot twist.
I will perpetuate this myth. You're the boss baby.
I'm going to tell everybody that I am the boss baby. You know what? Oh, speaking of shopping, and I don't know why I thought of this, but me and Carly went to the Crocs store in Ottawa.
Yeah, we did.
Crocs sponsor us.
Crocs. If you love us, help us. Thank you.
We went ham on the gibbets, and it was great.
Oh, we went in on the gibbets. Gibbets didn't even hit it because we were giving. And
we were giving
and buying.
And I bought a baby shark gibbets in case anyone was wondering.
It was really, really good. It was really good.
He's on my Crocs.
We are obsessed. We're okay. Unafraid to reference or not reference.
Unafraid to, you know, just let everybody know about my love for baby shark.
That's right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. And that's my lead up to me telling a story about ghosts.
Wow, really good segues. Cecilia is excellent at segues. Everybody, you
so
really
good at segues. I totally didn't get distracted and go on a bunch of tangents.
No.
I was succinct. I knew exactly where I was going, and I'm going to talk about fucking ghosts.
Okay, great.
So yeah, last week last week I had a story ready to go, sort of, kind of ready to go. And then I realized that my sources were maybe not so hot. And I found some other sources that were telling me kind of different shit. So I said, okay, no, this is poor research, poor planning. I have an undergraduate degree in history, and I should know better than this. I can't put this out in the world.
You're like, this is what, this is how you're using your degree.
This is how I'm using my degree.
Doing better ghost research.
This is how I'm using my degree for my podcast that I don't get paid for. That is my, that's how I use it.
Yeah, of course. Is there any other way?
As a historian who specializes in ghosts.
As a historian, of course you are. Yes, correct.
As a certified ghost historian, I'm going to talk about a local-ish ghost that we haven't discussed on the pod yet.
What? That's and exciting.
So local-ish.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk about the Baldoon Mystery.
I am very intrigued and don't know where this is going.
You don't know her? Okay. So this is going to give a sneak peek of where this is. So I got my information from hauntedwalks.com, mysteriesofcanada.com, skeptoid.com, an article in the Sarnia Journal by Kathy Dobson, and windsorscottish.ca.
Okay.
So you get kind of the area we're going.
Okay.
We're going to Southern Ontario. To a settlement called Baldoon, which is not there anymore, but it was back in the 1800s near Wallaceburg. If you don't know where that is, which I didn't, it's near Chatham.
Oh!
And if you don't know where that
finally
is,
somewhere
it's
I know.
It's like near the Michigan border, close to Detroit.
Yeah, it's like
so
really
for people
close
who
to
know
Detroit.
Where Detroit is, yeah. It's like.
Hop the water, and that's where it is.
Yeah. Born and raised in South Detroit. South Detroit is actually Baldoon. That's what they were talking about in that song.
Oh, right, right.
Just born a small town girl.
South Detroit. Born and raised in Baldoon takes too many.
Born and raised in Baldoon.
It takes less, like... South Detroit.
Yeah, it doesn't hit as well.
Like nobody wants that. It's not. You can't get the syllables right.
No.
Yeah.
So, Baldoon. It was a short-lived settlement, and it was put together by Lord Selkirk, who was a fancy Scottish man who made a bunch of settlements in Canada. He thought it up. He was like, I want to recreate my home in the Scottish Highlands, but I want to make it not in Scotland. I want to make it in Southern Ontario.
Okay.
So he talked about 15 families into moving from the Highlands of Scotland across the ocean to Southern Ontario, and he also imported a bunch of sheep and was like, all right, this is the new Scotland. It's happening.
He was like, all I need to make Scotland are sheep and Scots. I've got this.
Scottish people and sheep. You got it.
He's like, I can recreate Scotland to a T. I love that for him. I love his ambition.
Perfect. And you know what? It went perfectly. Are you ready?
Yeah.
In September 1804, they get there just in time for malaria season.
Oh, perfect.
And the area that they move into happens to be super swampy and full of mosquitoes. So right off the bat, a bunch of people got sick. They're having a bad time.
Yeah. I mean, no, that sounds great. What are you talking about? Sounds like a dream.
And unlike the Scottish Highlands, they're not moving into high lands. They're moving into these, like, swampy, low-lying, difficult to cultivate, kind of shitty land.
Right.
The people start getting sick from this malaria. The sheep start getting sick.
Not again, the sheep. Spare
it's
the
not
sheep.
Great. Off to a bad start. And then the War of 1812 happened. The area was invaded by Americans. And that's kind of the point where everyone kind of was like, abandon ship. This sucks.
Spare the sheep. Spare the sheep.
The Baldoon settlement didn't really, like, it didn't become, like, a bustling metropolis or anything. There's not even a town where they moved. So most of them kind of fucked off. Selkirk sold the land. But some of the Scots stuck around. and the better plots of land. They sort of stayed there. They farmed. So there were a few of the Scottish Highland folks who decided to stay in the area.
Okay.
So one of these families that decided to stay was the McDonalds. And they ended up sticking around. They had, a difficult time, but fairly uneventful up until the end of the 1820s.
Uneventful till the 1820s.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where it gets a little spooky.
What do you mean? I didn't think it would be spooky.
Spooky? On this podcast?
We could never.
We would never. So John McDonald, not John A. McDonald, different John McDonald.
Just another John McDonald.
Regular old John McDonald. He was the eldest son of Donald and Flora McDonald, who were two of the original Baldoon inhabitants.
Oh, my God.
And they came from...
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Did you just say Donald McDonald?
Donald McDonald. Yes. Donald and Flora. Donald McDonald.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I love names. Okay.
And are you ready to hear where they came from in Scotland?
Yes.
So the name of the town that they came from was... Kirkcudbrightshire.
I wasn't ready.
There's too many syllables. It goes on too long. There's so many letters. But they came from Kirkcudbrightshire, Scotland, when John was 6 years old. So he moved to Canada when he was just a little lad.
Okay.
But he grew up, he got married, and he got a farm.
That's fun.
And this farm was one of the nicer properties in the area. So kind of everybody else was like, ooh, that's a good one. Oh. So some people were trying to kind of get a hold of it, including an older lady who apparently offered to buy the land from them several times and was pretty pissed off that she couldn't get this, parcel of land.
She was that's for me.
Keep that in mind. It comes up later.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm concerned. I'm scared, but I'm ready.
So things go okay for a bit. They're cultivating the land. It's, not too bad. They're having a good time raising a family.
Yeah.
It's no Scottish Highlands, but it's not bad.
It's no Scottish Highlands, but it's home.
It's home. And then in 1829, I think it's October 1829, the spookiest month of the year. I'm just going to say that. Spookiest month of the year.
All right.
So they had this barn, obviously. It's a farm. Okay. And a bunch of women were in the barn preparing straw. And I guess the ceiling of the barn had a bunch of, poles that were holding it up.
Weird.
And one of the poles from the structure of the roof fell.
Oh,
and they were
oh,
shit. That's probably not great, but whatever.
They're
I guess.
Oh, no.
That's fine. I guess it wasn't put together that well. It shouldn't fall that easily, but whatever. Yeah. They didn't think much of it. But then as they kept working, more poles were falling from the ceiling.
And eventually they were
what the fuck? We gotta figure this out. They all ran away because they're someone's gonna get impaled by one of these falling poles.
Yeah.
Not good.
These are not the working conditions.
So they run away. They're like, fuck this. This is not, we don't want to get impaled trying to do this straw shit. Whatever preparing straw is. I don't know what that means, but I read it in several articles. You read things that are they were in the barn preparing straw. And I'm like, yeah, I know what that means.
I write it out and then I think about it later. Prepare straw.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. I'm constantly preparing straw.
Oh, you mean the thing I do every day for fun? Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously. So they all fuck off out of the barn and are like, this is bad. We don't like this. And they called everybody else to come in and kind of look into it and see what was going on. And they couldn't find any good reason for these poles to be falling. And they're like, oh, maybe they were dislodged by something. They were kind of suspicious that something had, maybe something spooky was.
Been unhinged?
What is going on?
But
been dislodged.
Unmoored.
Something going on.
Untethered.
Untethered. It could be. We don't know.
Oh, no.
We just don't know. But they couldn't find any, like, good explanation. Like, there wasn't anything broken or anything like that.
Okay.
And then shit kind of started to get weird from there.
Ooh.
So, in the house.
It just started to get weird from there.
It started to get weird. So, in the house, people, they start to hear unexplained noises in the house at all times of the day. At night, they would hear the sound of footsteps. Sort of, sometimes they hear, like, regular footsteps, and sometimes they hear, like, a group of men, like, marching through the house. Like, not just, like, the pitter-patter of little feet, like, marching.
I have very strong feelings that I don't like that. I have very strong feelings. I don't like it very much.
And then they would go to, like, investigate, and they would obviously find nothing, and the noises would stop as soon as they, like, tried to look into it.
Oh, my God.
A lot of this reminds me of sort of Amityville horror.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there more similarities will come up later, but this is like an 1800s rural Ontario Amityville horror kind of.
Yeah.
Because in that, they would hear like a marching band going through the house.
Right.
That's what this makes me think of. Just like a group of men marching through the house.
Yeah, the marching doesn't sit well with me. And yeah, that makes, I think that might be why.
It's too much. Yeah.
It's too entirely too much. Stop
it's
the marching.
Entirely too much. One day, another weird thing that was happening was they had a baby because they're one of those like old timey families. There's probably
that's such
like,
a weird
children
thing.
Or something.
They would have a baby.
They
That's
had
a
baby.
They did such a weird
so the baby
thing.
Was lying in the cradle when suddenly the cradle started to like rock violently back and forth without anything there to do it.
Ew.
And
that is weird.
They had to like run over and try to stop the cradle from rocking back and forth. But even though they were like holding on to it, it just like kept shaking.
Ew.
And they couldn't really do anything about it.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
But I guess the baby was okay. I don't know. I don't know. I would hope
I
they, like, tried
the
to pull the baby
fine.
Out. I didn't hear much about the baby. Like, I would hope they would just, like, pull it out instead of, like...
Yeah, just, like, leaving it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There was often fires on the property and also in the house as if someone were trying to burn the home down. One day, apparently, a dozen fires all sprang up at the same time without, like, any reason why. And the family kind of felt that these were, like, something tried to drive them away.
Oh.
The roof would leak, which I read and I was like, whatever. Like,
you're like that's
the roof at my parents' house leaks all the time. But the roof would leak when it's not raining.
Oh, no. Oh, I wasn't ready for you to say that. I was like, okay, roof leaks. Yeah, and what? But when it's
Which
not
is also
raining?
Like an Amityville horror thing where the Ew. There would be like goo coming out of the walls.
Yeah.
Like
Oh,
yeah.
I don't like dry things to get wet or wet things to be dry when they're not supposed to be. That's not correct.
So this was a dry thing that was getting wet.
Oh, that makes me very stressed.
When it wasn't supposed to be getting wet.
Oh, no. That's not correct.
So a lot of this information comes from a book written by Neil MacDonald, who was one of John's sons. And at the time that all this stuff happened, he was like 5 and 6.
Oh, my God. Baby.
So,
baby.
Again... Amityville Horror, it's like someone in the family just like writing all this stuff down and being like, hey, this is my story.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll talk about that in a bit. But
yeah,
so
totally.
One of the things that he wrote was that the dishes of water would rise on their own accord from the table. The tongs and shovel bang against each other on the heath. The chairs and table fall over with a loud crash. And even that sober domestic creature, the kettle on the hearth, would toss off its lid, tip over on one side, and suddenly, as if seized by unseen hands, dash itself in a paroxysm of fury on the floor. An Indian knife, with its blade 10 inches long, was violently dashed against the window frame, and its blade stuck fast in the casement. So a lot of like poltergeisty activity things flying around that shouldn't be flying around.
You can't see me, but I'm shaking my head vigorously.
Carly is shaking her head. She does not like it.
I don't
There's
like
it. So he describes so much activity.
Oh my god.
Rocks would be thrown at the house, and also bullets would be found like thrown or like launched at the house.
The
rocks were often wet, as if they were like pulled out of like the stream and then thrown at the house.
I just got a full body chill. I don't like when things are
Carly doesn't like when things are wet.
When things are wet that are supposed to be dry. When things are dry that are wet are supposed to be I don't like
doesn't like it.
The dry being wet and the wet being dry. Leave them how they're supposed to be. I don't like it.
This is the weirdest thing to be upset about.
I don't like it, Cecilia. It makes me so unnerved.
I told you there's like bullets being like launched at the house, and you're like, I don't like that the rocks are wet.
I'm like, hit me with your best shot. But throw a wet rock at me, I'm done. Like,
but also, these rocks and these bullets, the family would sometimes like collect them and put markings on them or notice markings on them.
Right.
And then they would like take them away or throw them in the creek or something like that. And then things would be thrown at the house again. And it would be, like, the same ones that they just got rid of. Like, the same markings.
I that's why I gasped, because I knew where this was going. I don't appreciate that at all. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's not... No. No. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. Not for me, no. No. Thank you, no.
So this happened so much, and the windows of the house were broken and replaced so many times that John eventually just, like, boarded them up and was like, fuck it.
He's
not
like,
worth repairing.
He's like, I'm sorry, the cost of glass is astronomical in this family.
It's 1830. I cannot afford this.
Oh, my God. And that, you know, that was good, good wavy glass, too. Like, that old school. Ooh, chef's kiss glass.
They were smashing it.
Yeah, they were giving it. Oh, man.
Smashed.
What a waste.
So these stories, they started to spread into the community and then also into the surrounding areas. And eventually newspapers started to pick it up. Newspapers in Toronto, I'm sure in like Detroit, around the areas. And people started to hear about this Baldoon mystery, and the McDonald farm became a little bit of like a tourist attraction. People would show up and try and like see a bit of the paranormal and see what was going on.
They would not.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Which is another thing that I'm like, well, it's spreading around. I'm sure the family is getting some like financial,
some
a little bit of financial help out of it.
Right?
Yeah. Which is always something that I'm interested in. Like, I wonder what was going on in the family that made them like if this was not entirely like true or sort of milked for this.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what was going on.
If in the same way that Amityville is very,
Fake.
Like, what was the family gaining from this?
Yes.
It seems as though they would stand a lot to gain from it.
Because it's harder to find information on this because it is a little bit more niche. Like, when you look into Amityville, it's very much like they spent so much money on this house that they couldn't afford.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, talked to people who could also gain from it. So Amityville, you can kind of see
it was much
how everything got put together. And they were like,
to get to that,
Yeah, like, if you look into Amityville for, like, 20 minutes, you can find.
Totally.
You can kind of come to those conclusions. With this, you can look at it and be like, oh, this is a similar sort of story.
Yeah.
They were getting publicity from it, but it's hard to say what they were gaining from it and why they put it out there.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah, well, because also there's no, seemingly up to this point, it feels like there's no clear, like, monetary gain. Like, it's not like they sold tickets to their house where you could walk through the door.
I mean, it sounds like they kind of did.
Three pennies.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like they did.
But, okay. But that's my question. Did they?
I think so.
Okay.
It seems like they were gaining from it. But also, like, shit got kind of fucked up. Yeah. So they contacted a local Methodist preacher named Reverend McDorman, because everyone's Scottish, and he tried to exorcise the spirit, but that pissed it off, and it became more violent. Mm-hmm. Livestock started to die. No reason. They were, like, perfectly healthy, and they would just, like, die off in the middle of the night or, like, fall down dead in the field. Guns would go off when no one was holding them.
Okay. Again, gun safety.
Gun safety, people. Oh, Don't leave your guns around ghosts.
Don't leave your guns where ghosts can get them. Don't give me leaving your guns where ghosts can get them.
Don't leave your guns around children. Don't leave your guns around ghosts.
They're both equally as dangerous. Don't be leaving your guns with the ghosts.
Keep them away. And then also the fires started to become really hard to put out, to the point that the house actually burnt down.
Oh, shit. Mm. Oh, shit. Well, now they could have used the leaky roof. The roof was no longer leaking
because the roof was not there.
There was no more roof. Surprise. So
the family decided to move to John's brother-in-law's house while they were rebuilding. Mm-hmm. Thinking, like, oh, maybe our problems are done for.
Oh, no.
But the shit followed them. Like, fires.
What?
The poltergeist activity followed them to his brother-in-law's house.
Wow. Sure.
So, obviously, they didn't want to, like, bother people with it. And they didn't want wherever they go to, like, also burn down. Yeah. So, they would kind of move from place to place for a bit before they eventually just, like, built a tent on their old property while they were rebuilding.
No. Wow. Yeah, they, like, brought misfortune wherever they went, kind of vibe.
Yeah, it was bad. Oh, yeah. No. It wasn't one of those things where it's, like, the place is haunted. Once the place is gone, it's done.
Right.
It was following the family.
The family
as well.
Is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And then John heard tell of a doctor out in Long Point. Mm-hmm. Which is on Lake Erie. It's also in Ontario.
Yeah. It's not. We're not talking California people.
Like, no. You're thinking Long Beach.
Yeah. Long Beach. Long Point. Like Long Point is.
Long Point.
Yeah.
They got a nice beach. If you want a classic Lake Erie beach.
Yeah, it's a really good beach. It's a good little. Long Point's nice. It's a good little day trip beach. It's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's this doctor out in Long Point, and his daughter was a medium. This 15-year-old girl apparently had the second sight. So he's like, fuck it.
That's very Scottish. That's very Scottish.
Mm-hmm. So
even the phrase, the second sight, so Scottish.
He went on a day trip. It was probably a couple days trip.
Yeah, it was probably a full-on excursion.
It was a full-on excursion, and he went and visited, and he told her all about his family's problems, and she said that they were cursed by an old woman.
I was just gonna ask.
Remember that old woman from before?
Ooh,
they wouldn't let her buy the property, so she cursed them because she was pissed.
I am not mad at that at all. I think that's great.
Yeah. So she still lived in the area, and the girl said that it was an old woman who lived in a long, low house or something, a log house. I can't remember. I didn't write it down for some reason. But she said that, or she asked John if there was a goose in their flock that had a black head and a single black feather.
Okay.
And he was like, absolutely, there is. It's just this, like, random goose that snuck into my flock.
That's so random.
So she told him to make a silver bullet and shoot the goose, and that this would solve their problems.
Is that her saying the goose is the woman?
He did it. He made a silver bullet. He tried to shoot the goose. He wasn't a great shot, and it grazed the goose's, like, arm. What's a goose's arm? A wing. What's a goose's arm? He hit that.
Okay.
He hit that, and after that, they seem to not have any more problems. And also, the old lady was seen around with her arm in a sling and seeming a little upset.
The fuck? Oh, my God. He shot that old lady.
Yeah, He shot the old lady, apparently, because she turned into a goose. That's where the story gets a little wild
it
for me.
It gets a little folklore, Scottish.
Very folklory.
Very folklore
there. It's like, yeah, I think there's a goose. You gotta shoot a goose with a silver bullet, and it's actually the lady. So, I don't know. It could be true. So, after this, the problems kind of stopped, depending on the version of the story that you're seeing. I read some other versions where they're like, we don't know if it stopped. But I think from Neil McDonald's book, this is kind of how it went.
Right.
From accounts in newspapers and things like that, it died down before any of this happened. Things in newspapers kind of tell of like, ooh, there's this Baldoon mystery. All this shit is happening in this house. But they didn't have like a very thorough it didn't stay in the papers for that long for them to be reporting on
like
this.
Like nothing part of it stays in the papers for very long, right?
So, no, they reported on it and were like, ooh, what could possibly be happening?
What a weird
thing. Kind of weird.
Okay, now today, man fell in street. Like,
but most of this information is from Neil McDonald's book.
Right.
And he was only 5 years old when all of this happened. And he wrote his book in 1871, which is 42 years after all of this happened.
Yeah. That's much later.
So there's obviously going to be a little, like, you have to be a little bit skeptical about, like, how much of this would he actually have remembered?
Yeah. How much was he told and how much did he, you know, take
and then a lot
a
of
writer's
it,
license with?
Yeah, what is he taking a license with? How much of it is he actually able to, like, talk to people about and remember? Because a lot of the people that, like, were involved are going to be dead by 1871.
That's true.
How much of it is just, like, him being like, I think this is how this happened, and, like, just writing it down.
Yeah.
How much of it is just, like, him being fantastical and being like, oh, this shit happened to me when I was 5. I'm going to make some money off it.
Yeah, baby.
Write a book.
Being a cog in
maybe
that
not,
machine.
Yeah, maybe not as lucrative as the Amityville Horror and as, like, long-lasting. And
yeah.
He didn't have the Warrens involved to help him out, but...
He didn't have the, you know, the... the Warrens, oh my God.
He didn't have Ed and Lorraine there.
I know.
I was just
trying to think of a better way to say that, but there's no better way. They speak for themselves.
Yeah. They do speak for themselves.
They really do.
But yeah, that's why it reminds me of Amityville a lot, where it's like a family member writing this book. Or I guess he actually wrote this book. Amityville wasn't actually written by the family, but they had a lot of they were involved
influence,
in it a lot.
Input.
So I don't know. Maybe there was actually a very spooky haunting and there was actually a goose and an old lady and a silver bullet.
That's so weird. Like, it's, like, part of me goes, hey, this was 1871?
1871 is when the book was published.
What if, there's not chances of that. I'm like, so my thought is, this is the, like, OG Amityville Horror. What if they were like, hey, in the 1870s, this dude wrote this book. And this family
I don't
weird.
Think they read this book.
I don't think
I
they
don't
did
think...
because they didn't have the internet. So.
They didn't have the internet. And also, like, I feel like it doesn't have that much in common.
No. I guess.
Past the fact that it's just, like, a book about a haunted house.
Book about
and that's
a haunted
already,
house
like, enough
that,
of a
like,
thing.
Helped a family get money.
And it also didn't necessarily, like, help them get that much money.
Yeah,
there
you're right.
There isn't, again, like, there isn't that much that I could find. Like, maybe if I did some more research into it. But there wasn't that much I could find, like, a reason why the McDonald would need money.
Yeah,
or
that's
would,
true.
Like, want to put themselves out there like that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's the big difference between this and Amityville, is that there's not a clear need. And I guess to be fair, if you're like having a weird thing happen and you're having a bad time, but then you get a bunch of notoriety for it, you're probably gonna invite people in and try to make the best of it. So it's not as if that's unimaginable. It's absolutely very imaginable
as well. And they, like, definitely got notoriety out of it. And mm-hmm. people would, like, again, it was like, a tourist attraction for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting, the context of it. And also there were, again, another, like, haunted house, ghost haunting trope. I read some things about people being like, oh, well, it was, like, a Native American a burial ground on the site. Oh. Which I didn't bring up because, like, of course they needed to say that.
Somebody would come up with that. Like, yep.
Yeah.
Well, so I've never heard that one before. That really might be it. That's really.
Which
hey, people are really smart. Coming up with real original ideas.
So obviously there was, like, tension between the, like, indigenous peoples of the area and this fucking Scottish, like, group that came and, like, just walked on in there. Because
it is the height of, you know, settlement in Ontario at the time. Because, like, yeah, like, oh my God. Yeah, for it to be like, they cursed them because they were buried there. Like, no. No, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah,
have been too busy, you know, fighting for our land and our lives. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to curse white people. That much. Hey-o!
That much. But yeah, of course there's going to be stories like that, cuz that's such a trope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the thing.
It's it's classic. It's totally classic of a trope. So I would be surprised had that not come up, actually. So.
Yeah. But it's definitely, like, a very classic Canadian old-timey ghost story.
Yeah. I'd never heard of it. Not even once.
There is a play, I think, that was made about it. Let me see.
I would like to know about it. I forgot to
write it down. I mean, of course, like, I find a lot of times with a lot of these, like, folkloric things, especially, like, Canadian folklore, someone wants to write a play about it.
I mean, and I'm that someone every time. Sign me up.
I'm trying to find it because I know I read it somewhere.
I'd love to know. I'd love to know.
If there isn't a play, we can write one.
If there isn't a play, it's because it's in development by us and you don't know about it. Yeah, it's
because we're actually making it.
What if we were already writing this play and this was just a ploy to get people pumped to possibly engage with it at some point in the future?
Yeah.
Not saying it's not.
It's an idea. It's there.
It's a possibility. That's for sure.
Oh, I can't find it anymore. So if it's a play, it might be a play. They probably did it, a small town fucking thing. They did it at, like, the Binbrook Little Theater or something.
What's the town called again?
Baldoon. The settlement was Baldoon. It is near Wallaceburg.
Oh yeah, Baldoon Mystery. Oh, and there's a Baldoon Road in Chatham, so that makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, let me see, Baldoon Mystery play. Now we're just
that's what
Googling.
I'm Googling. It's literally what I'm Googling. Oh, a 1970s play. It's called.
Okay.
Here, hold on. Culture and Folklore.
Oh, I found it.
What's it called?
It doesn't say. I guess it wasn't
popular.
Wasn't that popular?
Hold on.
By award-winning writers James Rainey and Marty Gervais.
They couldn't have been so popular then, guys.
They were award-winning. It didn't say it was popular.
Baldoon.
Marty Gervais grew up in Windsor, Ontario, where he went to Catholic schools and took piano.
Baldoon Mystery. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, it was just like he's a Windsor writer.
Yeah. We've got it. Hello, I want to read it. I want to read
it. I'm on his website.
Oh, okay.
Marty.
Good.
Marty, hit us up.
Marty.
Oh, it's called Baldoon.
Okay.
Baldoon, 1976 play. So.
Let's see. Oh, Baldoon. Here it is. On Amazon. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. It's $3. Temporarily out of stock.
All right, guys, let's
do it.
It's
temporarily out of stock, guys. Wait, can I buy it still? Oh, I placed it.
James Reaney, one of the other author, is from Stratford.
Yeah.
And he also wrote a trilogy about the Donnellys, the Black Donnellys.
Why are we not talking to James Reaney?
Well, James Reaney died in 2008.
That's why we're not talking. Well, why are we talking to him? Well, Celia, we have a ghost podcast.
We can work on it.
We can work on that. Death has not tried to stop us before.
Marty Gervais seems like he might be still alive.
Marty. Well, I just bought their play, so hopefully I'll be able to read it.
All right, let's do it.
Order now and we'll email when available. We'll deliver when available.
Mm.
Okay, so I ordered now. And I'll keep us updated if we can ever read it.
Okay, sweet.
It's going to live in the Ghosts Are Everywhere library. Along with the nail from... Oh, my God, Gordo. Yeah. Yeah. And our various other trinkets will live in there. If they cancel my order, I will cry. I will cry.
So yeah, it's definitely it's in the same realm as the Donnellys in that it's like a classic rural Ontario.
Yes. Yeah, we love to see it. Wow, and I had never heard of this. I'd heard of the Donnellys. I have never heard of this. Mm-hmm. That's, oh my God, the Baldoon mystery. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it was one of those things that had been on my like list of things to do for a while. And I just hadn't got around to it. Yeah. And then I, like, was looking at it. And I was like, what the fuck is the Baldoon mystery?
Yeah.
And I pulled it up. And I was
What's the deal?
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty.
What?
And then I did the research.
It would change so much.
But it was just, like, kind of the straightforward story.
Okay.
And I didn't read enough into Neil MacDonald and the fact that he, like, wrote this thing so far after.
Right.
So I kind of was digging deeper into that and, yeah, trying to kind of... Not
necessarily further mystify the mystery.
Yeah, not just tell it like it's like a straightforward just like ghost story because there is more information.
Right.
And it does have that similarity to Amityville. In that,
yeah, big
like
time.
Just a book that someone wrote, and people were like, "Yeah, this is true."
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow, that's pretty freaking cool.
So that's that, and that's the Cecilia special. And you're
welcome. Wow, thank you, Cecilia. I feel very welcome. I'm just like my brain is broken. I'm very excited. I don't like the wet things. That
you don't like the wet
dry.
Things. Carly prefers when things are dry.
No, I prefer when things that are supposed to be dry stay dry, and when things that are wet stay wet. I don't want them to be the way they're not supposed to be.
Carly hates when things are not dry.
Carly wants everything dry like the desert.
Carly
okay?
wants everything is so goddamn dry.
So how I like my toast. Dry.
That's the way she likes it.
And you leave me alone about it. Because that
I mean,
is
I don't I personally don't want wet toast.
I don't want wet toast. Keep it dry, people. Like my Maybe roof, we'll keep it dry.
Keep it dry.
That's right. Keep it dry. It's not hard. Just don't keep it wet. When it's
don't
not, it unless
wet.
It's raining, then I understand. But if it's wet and it's supposed to be dry, I might lose it. And I don't want to.
So that's that. Speaking of spooky things and podcasts.
Yeah.
our friend, our my my not friend, but who I wish was my friend, Jamie Loftus. Our good friend, Jamie Loftus.
I like that you started it off with our friend, actually, who I want to be my friend.
She's my good friend.
Comedian
Jamie Loftus just released the first episode of her new podcast, which I think our listeners would really be interested in, called Ghost Church. It is about the spiritualism movement in America. And specifically about, what's it called? Let me look up the name of it, but a, like, spiritualist medium camp in Florida, Casadega, I think.
Ooh, yes.
So check that out, because she is very good and smart and funny. And the first episode was very good.
Love it.
So
yeah, it's a limited series.
That's a thing for our people. Our people to listen to.
Our people would love this. I have subscribed. I think that's very exciting. Yeah, we'll always pass along the ghostly goodies, the things we're checking out that we think you would enjoy, as we always do, even when they're not ghost related.
Ghostly recommendation of the week.
Wow. Go I search. Really like that.
Listen to it. I'm sure it's going to fucking rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a podcast that we listened to muchly. Well, actually, a couple podcasts we listened to muchly on our drive from Ottawa. Yes. Because on our way there, we did car karaoke. And we just, like, played all the music we wanted to listen to and just sang along. Like, you know, how we joyfully were doing because we were on our way. And then on our way home, we were knocking on death's door with the amount of mojitos running through our bloodstream.
Yes. Yes.
We weren't, not actively. It was like, you know, the morning later. So
it was out of us enough that I could
drive. You know, that part where your toxins are still in your body making you feel sick, but not making you feel
it's weird. Like you're not drunk, but you're full of poison. Yeah, I did wake up in the morning and say, Carly, there's nothing in my body but poison.
She did say that. And then I laughed out loud.
And I cried.
I laughed so hard. And then Cecilia cried forever. So the reason we couldn't sing car karaoke is because Cecilia was crying.
No, I was crying. Whole drive home. I was actively crying the whole drive home.
And so we listened to a couple of wonderful podcasts that we both listened to on the regs. You probably know them. They're not, you know, they're huge podcasts. But we like them. You want to hear what they are? This is the part where you say yes. You want to hear what they are? Okay, yeah, we'll tell you.
I think they said yes.
I think I heard a yes, at least one. Mm. So we are listening to the Bowery Boys, as always. We love some Bowery Boy action, some New York history.
Listen to an episode about Central Park and Frederick Law Olmsted.
It was a really great episode. We also did the last time, actually, we drove to Ottawa, because it's a great time.
Yeah, we listened to some Bowery Boys. We also listened to the History Chicks.
Yeah.
Who always had some good content. Listen to a Lucille Ball episode and also what was the other one? We listened to Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah. First episode of Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah.
Part one.
I love Lucille Ball so much. I just like.
What?
I just whispered, I love Lucille Ball so much.
Oh.
Our friends heard us, but you didn't, Cecilia.
I did not. Podcast that I would recommend that's related to what I was talking about is, again, my good friend Jamie Loftus.
Your good friend,
was on You're Wrong About.
Nice.
Which is hosted by my other good friend Sarah Marshall. but they did fairly recently a 3-part series about the Amityville Horror for their, like, winter book club. Was very good. It kind of does, like, a deep dive into kind of how it was a bit of a scam, but also a lot into, like, Ed and Lorraine Warren and, you know, why they decided to put it out there in the world and let the people know about their problems. And they talk about it a lot, and it's very funny, but also very smart.
That's very interesting. Yeah, man, the Warrens. Wow. Yeah.
So that's, yeah, that's a podcast.
Those are some podcast recs today. To I didn't feel like giving you any TV recs. So there.
Do you have any? No. I've just been watching the same shit that I've been watching.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Gilmore Girls to get through. There's a lot of Golden Girls to get through.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. I actually just started watching the new episode of Selling Sunset, which...
Okay,
I'm not going to lie to you. 3 days ago, I had a dream about Selling Sunset, and I was like,
oh my God,
I would love for that show to come back. And then I woke up, the next day, I found out it was back. I was like, what? It's like I knew. And it wasn't because I saw like a, what's it called?
Like a preview or something?
A preview? No, none of that. I just knew intrinsically. I was like, Selling Sunset's coming back.
You could sense it. Something's in the air.
Hey, I guess that's what reality TV's done to me. It's made me know when it's coming back without knowing it's coming back.
You can sense it. You just are so in tune with the reality TV
universe. Just specifically this show, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have told you when the Drag Race finale was for season 14. I thought it had finished probably 2 months ago, but it just finished like in the last couple weeks. I haven't been watching, in case you can't tell, because I don't know anything.
I don't do it. I'm afraid.
I apparently don't do it either anymore. So, well, at least so far, at least for season 14, I got so bored.
So far, so avoided.
So far, so annoyed.
Annoyed.
Yeah. Avoided. Annoyed. That's how I feel. But I also am pumped to get watching season 2 of Russian Doll, which is one of the most underrated favorite TV shows of mine.
I have to rewatch season 1. I noticed that it was popping up. I know, yes. I feel like I do too. That's why I'm like, yeah. I haven't done it yet. I've been meaning to do it
for the past couple weeks.
I don't know if I'm ready.
I love it. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I watched season 1 probably at least twice already, but I'm going to watch it again. Because it's been a long time since I watched it twice.
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll come back to you and we'll let you know what we feel. That's
freaking right.
But I feel like there was something like that. We were supposed to come back. We were supposed to do it and come back to them from last week. Could not think of what it would be.
If anyone knows, let us know.
If anyone knows what we were supposed to do in the past week, because I don't remember.
Literally. Well.
You know, we did do. We gave you a story. So.
Give you a story.
Can't ask for much more than that.
It's one of those for a good time listen. So you're welcome.
It is one of those for a good time listen.
It's one of those. So you're welcome.
And for a good time, you can also follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod. Now that's a segue.
You killed it. Oh my God, you killed it. Except you pointed out that it was a segue, so.
You know what? I was really happy about myself. You did so good. Also on TikTok at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod. And Twitter at GAE Pod. And you can give us some emails at Ghosts Are Everywhere. Colin Ghosts Are Everywhere at gmail.com.
So it's one of those things we've always pronounced it internally that way, but we've never pronounced it publicly.
Yeah,
so.
It's like GIF versus GIF.
Yeah. We're gonna try and push our Jost agenda on you, but
yeah, Josts it's are time everywhere.
Now. So Josts are everywhere. You know the truth now. You're welcome. And you're welcome for a good time. So
you're here for a good time, not a long time, but also a long time because we've been doing this podcast for so goddamn long.
And we're going to keep doing it because guess what? You're going
to
like it.
And you can't get away from us. And that's just, if you want to, I mean, you could turn it
that's
off.
That's the ghost of everywhere
you
guarantee.
You can get away from us.
So you can't.
As long as you don't know us personally. Stop us, and please. Can't avoid us.
Okie dokie. Well, thanks for listening. We love you.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Ghosts Are Everywhere. Bye.
Bye. Ghosts Are Everywhere.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. No, I...